back when Nintendo released the Wii U, there was something that always stuck out in my mind. The name of the system was a mistake. They should have called it the Nintendo U. That would have made the system sell way better than Nintendo Wii U. It sounds stupid. And I am a hardcore Nintendo fan. So I love Nintendo. So I'm not bashing them. It's just that the console would have sold much better if it was called the Nintendo U. Because the previous system was called Wii. So the sequel should be called U. And then if the Nintendo U would have sold well, I'm sure the next system would have been called the Nintendo I. It just would have been a play on words for each console. But the moment they called the Wii U, I just knew it was a bad name. It just didn't make any sense. Wii U, like, make up your mind. It was just a really stupid name. Now, as you know, I always gotta throw a cheap shot at Sony because I don't like Sony. So the PlayStation Vita was a really stupid name. Vita in English doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean anything. I know the name means life in another language, but in English it doesn't mean nothing. Even in Japanese, it doesn't mean anything. As far as I know. But yeah, the PlayStation Vita was a goofy name. The Nintendo Wii U was a goofy name. Some consoles just have ridiculous names. Names that you know, all right, this is not going to sell well. What is the company even thinking? Now listen, the name PlayStation and the name Switch sounds really good. You know, these are really, really good names. Now, shockingly enough, the Nintendo DS, I mean, initially that wasn't really a good name, but, you know, the name DS actually became a pretty cool name. You know what? To be honest, I guess a lot of gaming console names, initially they sound ridiculous. You know, but maybe the success of a console actually changes that. Because you hear the name more and more, then it just begins to stick. But I do feel like the name Wii U shouldn't have been the thing. Should have just been called Nintendo U. Because it would have made more sense to call it that. And then the Vita, if Sony was smart, they would have called it the PlayStation Portable 2. But these companies make mistakes. They're usually, you know, perfect companies. Nintendo and Sony don't make too many mistakes either when it comes to gaming. But this time, both companies made a really bad mistake with the names of their consoles, those two consoles, which is why those two consoles pretty much flopped. It's very important to get a name right when you're naming a console. Otherwise, that console might not be successful. This is Amin Parker. That's all I got for now. Till next time.